This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago residents and city council members grilled the Chicago Housing Authority's leadership yesterday over long wait lists and unsanitary conditions. Some of the conditions shared about CHA properties include a boy who lost his hearing because roaches had laid eggs in his ear, mold being painted over, and broken elevators. Here is CHA resident Halima Houston.
We are not human waste, so why are we treated like it?
More than 120,000 people are waiting on more than 240 lists for a spot in CHA housing. Agency CEO Tracy Scott says improvements are coming.
We are launching a CHA customer call center so that the phone will be picked up.
The agency says it's also reduced the number of vacant homes it owns. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is not concerned that one of his appointments to the Regional Transportation Authority Board was unaware of its pending fiscal calamity. The Reverend Ira Acree could not respond to questions yesterday from a city council committee about the more than $700 million deficit facing the agency. Johnson says Acree brings a different perspective.
My approach is to ensure that everyday people who rely upon these systems are at the table to help make decisions around how we build a system that works for everyone.
Acree's confirmation still needs approval from the full city council. Democratic Attorney General Kwame Raoul is suing an online publisher for posting sensitive personal information about Illinois voters. Raoul's action in Lake County Circuit Court targets local government information systems. It owns nearly three dozen Republican-favoring titles statewide that mimic newspapers. Raoul alleges LGIS is illegally posting the names, dates of birth, and street addresses of hundreds of thousands of voters who participated in the 2020 presidential election. The filing says judges, police officers, and victims of domestic violence are among those identified. The attorney general wants LGIS to immediately remove birth dates and home addresses of voters who could be subject to identity theft. A company officer did not immediately respond to WBEZ. People living in Chicago and the United States under a religious visa are having a hard time staying legally in the country once those visas run out. These religious workers are essential to local social services organizations. Waiting for a green card can take more than 5 years after their visas expire, and many are forced to leave the country. Sarah Flagell is with World Relief Chicagoland.
Our communities rely on these religious workers because of their cultural competence and linguistic capabilities.
She says the backlog these workers are facing was exacerbated after the federal government combined unaccompanied minors seeking green cards into the same category used by religious workers. Faith-based groups are asking Congress to find a comprehensive solution. Something else you should know today. Famed recording engineer and musician Steve Albini died Tuesday night of a heart attack. Chicago's music scene is remembering him as someone who shaped the city's distinct brand of rock, especially during the 90s and 2000s. Albini produced albums like Nirvana's In Utero and PJ Harvey's Rid of Me. He was 61. Three new lawsuits have been filed against Northwestern University, alleging systemic sexual hazing in the Wildcats football program. The Tribune reports there are now 25 accusers suing the school. Northwestern is also being sued by former football coach Pat Fitzgerald, who claims the school wrongfully fired him after the hazing scandal grew. Today's weather will be cloudy with periods of rain. The high will reach the low 60s. And tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and similar temperatures. That's it for now. Later today, Chicago artist Robert Earl Page has 60 years worth of his art on display at the Hyde Park Art Center. He sat down with my Rundown co-host Aaron Allen to tell his story and to give his key piece of advice to the next generation.
Whether it's fabric, whether it's paper, I do note cards, I've done t-shirts, I paint on rocks. The marketplace is very fickle. The stuff that you love, they hate. The stuff they hate, you love. It's a mad thing. So my idea and what I tell most artists, just Do the damn thing. You know, get it out there.
Chicago artist Robert Earl Page. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.